fellow in our community named Paul Yablonski, who has been a community organizer and active member of the community all of his life. And I had just returned from living in Europe. I'd lived in Ukraine and in Latvia for a while. And he suggested to me that I start a band with all my connections to local musicians that would perform at the Ukrainian festival that year, which was the first year they had that they brought it back. So the Ukrainian festival was making a comeback, and the Ukrainian Village Band also made a debut.
Well, it's one thing to decide to start a band, but then there is a little thing called rehearsal. Oleksiy, what causes people to stay with it?
Well, it takes a lot of work, of course. You know, we are meeting every week, every Tuesday, to rehearse. And sometimes when summer comes, of course, we don't have enough time to get together. So, but we usually, you know, when festival comes over or with New Year, Malanka, which is our celebration, our main gig of the year, comes around, we just, you know, pull our strings together and do it.
When you started out, what was the repertoire like?
When we first started out, the idea that that group of musicians had was to play the village music of Ukraine pre-World War II or close to that. Or another way of putting it is how our grandparents might have heard the music. Of course, that kind of reconstruction is almost impossible, but we did our best. That was our guiding light. So we created our own, as of course turned out, our own pastiche, shall we say, our own complete sound here in the Twin Cities, especially based in the fact that half of us were Ukrainian, one of us was from Ukraine, and then the rest of the group were American. And we end up recording two CDs, one of our favorite songs to play to this day, and at that time was a song called Chervona Roja Troika, which means three red roses, the Troika of red roses.
The Ukrainian Village Band has been around for 10 years, and you started playing some of the older styles of Ukrainian music, but the audience wanted more.
That's true. You know, not only the old folk songs we play, we also take the folk songs and turn them into the modern tunes, and we have inspiration from several modern groups from Ukraine, several teams, and basically one of them is Ois Merek, is one of our favorite tunes that we play. Arrange it into the new sound.
What's it about?
This song is about, of course, a relation, you know, between man and woman. And a song called Ois Merek is actually the tree, the evergreen tree, fir tree. Referring to the fir tree, asking why my girl is living so far away, you know, basically. And just looking for the time they can get back together and, you know, have some good times.
The Ukrainian Village Band is a community-based band. So when you play, it's frequently not a concert. It's sort of a social occasion.
You got that absolutely right. Yeah, we think of ourselves as, you know, a wedding and an event and a community band. We participate in the Ukrainian community in a lot of different events, and we are also kind of an institution and not just a band, whereas we're creating and organizing social events. But a fun story about relating to the kind of sociality, shall we say. We have the good fortune that last fall, a young man and a young woman, Kostya and Katya, met at one of our gigs. 6 months later, we were playing at that same location, the Schooner, by the way. They've been really good to us. And a former band member is the sound guy there, John Brin, or we, as we know him, Ivas Brin. At our next gig back at the Schooner, 6 months later, Kostya and Katya ended up getting engaged. And then add another 6 months to it, and we played at their wedding.
What's the ambition of the Ukrainian Village Band?
Well, to play at as many Ukrainian festivals outside of Minnesota as we possibly can. That's one of them, that for me.
For me, I'd like to get all Ukrainians in Minnesota together at one place and gather as much as we can often and enjoy music, enjoy good time together.
But we also have a good, strong, loyal following of non-Ukrainians as well, so we would like to grow in as many directions as possible. Я би тобі чесала, 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 якби мати не знала, не знала, не знала, якби мати не знала, не знала, не знала. Мати буде дивити, 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 як ся буду ганьбити, 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 як ся буду ганьбити, ганьбити, ганьбити. А ти ружу червену, 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 розмарину зелену, 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 розмарину зелену.
Over time, the Ukrainian Village Band has evolved into not only a Ukrainian community band, but a force to be reckoned with in the Midwestern acoustic music community. The Ukrainian Village Band 10-year celebration takes place at St. Catherine's Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Arden Hills, Saturday, December 2nd, from 7 till 11. Information about the Ukrainian Village Band is located at ukrainianvillageband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.